Hi, Betray.
Well, hell. You know, I just, it was like I had a daydream.
Oh, was that so?
I dreamt that I was folding clothes because the big Ricky dryer was about to go off.
Oof.
And I had to tell you, had to, you know.
Recording
just...
in progress.
Oh, okay. Is it just now recording?
No, it's been recording. I just, okay. It's a backup recording.
Okay, well, anyway, I dreamt that that the VSFR podcasting studio was working perfectly. Now, is that just a pipe dream?
Yes.
Okay.
So
more of a nightmare on your end.
It is, y'all, and it's Big Fatty 100%. If it wasn't for the user challenges, we could make it work. But y'all, trying to dumb it down enough to make it work for Big Fatty is impossible.
I said that I would get that loop back if it would work with the new Apple Silicon.
Well, it does. Loopback is current. It's very updated. It's very current. But
it's about $100 for it.
No, it shouldn't be. But either way, it doesn't matter. I have to decide where to go next because honestly,
well, I won't buy it yet, then.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know. Fuck if I know. So
life's too short.
It honestly, go back to folding your
laundry.
You know,
the only thing that would make things better.
Oh, what's that?
The music. Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. Don't talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Hey.
Meh. Couldn't find that because I put it somewhere else in the Vesper. Well, hello, ooh, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 20th of July, 2026. And I'm tired, I'm hot, and I don't want to be here. Year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetria Barton. I'm one of your hosts. The one who, you know, I really carry the weight of this show on my shoulders. Mr. Larry H. Vader spelled.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And joining me today is the fat one himself. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi,
Big Fatty.
You know, I'm the weight he has to carry.
Right.
You know, because
right.
I'm just the pretty one.
Yeah. Y'all, it turns out... routing audio and making sure that it works via Zoom is very complex. Doing this in person, not complex. Doing this via the interwebs, complex. So y'all got to figure out something with that. Got to figure out something.
Could that owl help you?
Oh, well, that's the problem is I don't have time to deal with this. So Al has written the whole thing and has identified all the issues, but it is determined that we use this software called Black Hole. It's like an audio routing software. And y'all, it is quite honestly shit. And so I can't imagine why it's free. But anyway, it is complete and total shit. We're using Loopback right now. Big Fatty can hear me just fine. He can hear.
Yeah.
He can hear me putting the Vesper out of its misery.
Oh,
it works. This is not
putting
complex.
The Vesper out of your misery.
Well, yeah, y'all. I'm gonna tell you, it has been a week, and misery loves company. So that's probably why I'm doing this on a Sunday afternoon when it is. I think the thermometer just ticked up to 93 or 94. Y'all, the heat index has to be 194. It is, every time I go outside, I want to just, I mean, y'all, I went out Sunday morning, went and had my coffee, you know, my iced coffees. Saw my friends, you know, whatever. Had to rush back here to the Vader family compound to meet Barb from the HOA board at 11.
How is Barb?
She's good. She's not. Okay. I was like, Barb, I have seen you far too much. And she said the feeling's mutual. But y'all, we had to go meet a neighbor who is having some issues. And y'all, she seemed like a lovely lady.
And then she opened her mouth.
No. She was stoned, so I think she was okay. But, but y'all, we all live differently. Mm. I don't know how to say this, but y'all, the woman was, she was living in filth. Oh, come on in, have a seat. That's okay. We're just here to go out back to see your tree issue. Because, y'all, she's had a tree issue and a fence issue. So we went out back and, yep, got it, whatever. But she was just bitching about the neighbor, whatever. I don't care. But, y'all, then we stood around chatting for a minute. Because, you know, she's really stressed. And the issues she's having are not her fault. They're not the HOA's fault. They are her neighbor's fault. So some of the units, it's like two, and they share a wall with plumbing. And the person on the other side, she says, has a leak that they won't fix, so it's rotted out her wall, her floor, you know, all those things. And so, y'all, she's handling it. I told her, I said, girl, you're handling this better than Mr. Vader would, because I'm going to tell you, I'd be a wreck right now.
There would be an orange hat involved.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so, you know, we talked about that for a while. But y'all, I had to come home and take a shower. It smelled so bad in there.
Ooh.
I'm just going to tell you, it was fucking filthy. Ooh. Filthy. But either way, we were standing around chatting, and we were outside. And there isn't much shade that time of day because the sun's directly overhead. Y'all, Mr. Vader cooked. I cooked out there. So
fat people do not like the heat.
Yeah, I had to come in and stand in front of the fan blowing up my shirt. I had to take my pants off. Yeah, I was overheated. So anyway, y'all, I've been hiding out in the house the rest of the afternoon. So I have, and you know, and Big Fatty, and some of y'all know this, if you live in hot areas that are unusually hot right now, y'all, every bit of Wackerman and laundry I had and could possibly have, it's all done. Y'all, the house is cleaner, not necessarily tidied up from junk, but just cleaned. It is cleaner than it's ever been because, y'all, I'm like, well, it doesn't generate any heat to wipe the counters down and to clean the toilet and wipe out the shower. So, y'all, I've just been trying to keep myself busy in the house. And, y'all, the air conditioning here works just fine. It's not even running right now. The air conditioner, the Vader family compound has good AC, knock on wood. But it is hot. Hot. So that was my Sunday, but yeah. So y'all, Big Fatty walked away. He probably went to, you know, fold his laundry or something.
The score of the sports ball game, they're near the end of regulation and it's tied 0-0.
Oh, who are they playing? I assume the Atlanta Braves.
No, they won earlier this afternoon. This is the kickball.
Oh, that sports ball. Y'all, I pretend that doesn't exist. But I did start following England's rugby team on the TikTok. And, ooh, y'all, there's some hot men in their underpants on there. Ooh. So, just going to say, Miss Bacon, get up on it. If you like them younger, because, they're all super young. But anyway. So
Big Fatty, sounds kind of like the cast of Heartstopper.
I never watched it. I don't have the Netflix. I refuse. Like every time I think I might want to get it again, I had it for like a decade. Every time I think I want to get it, I go to the website or the app or whatever, and I look at it and I'm like, "How much?" I'm just like, no thanks." Because y'all, it's gotten expensive.
It's too much.
Well, it used to be $7.95 a month, and I would derive value from that. But what is it? I think it's $21.95 or something now, y'all. I don't see any value in that. That's not true. I don't see $21.95 worth of value in it, especially since I watch most of the content I watch is YouTube, and I have YouTube Premium. that's kind of where I am. Though I've been in the Vader family compound a lot because of the heat. Y'all, I don't want, and you know what? Like, it sounds awful, but I don't want to go to the gymnatorium because, ooh, y'all, it's not, obviously it's air conditioned in there, although it does get pretty warm. But it's more so because then you got to get back in the car, which has been, ooh, baking in the sun. And y'all, I'm just not interested. So I've been hiding out. But yeah, so Big Fatty, how were things at the villa this week, other than,
well, it's been a nice week at the villa. It's the actual week at the villa is very different than how Gail and King described this past week at the villa.
Oh,
they are pieces of work, is all I gotta say.
Well, that sounds about right. You know, yeah.
But you know, the villa's getting washed.
Oh, y'all! The head coal miner is very happy that Big Fatty did not call him to come and wash the villa down.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I just, but y'all, he's very busy. Very busy.
Very busy.
Yeah, well, you know, you're going to need a new roof soon.
Well, it's getting cleaned also.
That's what I'm saying. It's, I predict how this ends, which is the roof is going to leak whenever they clean it because, you know, they're not going to use high pressure water on the roof. But y'all, it's just all of a sudden torrential downpours mean nothing. They will clean off the moss that is growing in the one spot that has got a giant hole in it.
Ah.
So then y'all, it'll be, and then it will have a hurricane. So,
well, that'll be to be continued.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many attorneys did you see this week?
How many attorneys?
Yeah, did you go and see any attorneys this week?
Now, let me think. Why would I need to see an attorney?
I don't know.
How many did you see this week?
Well, I just saw one. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you, this is a real estate attorney. And I have never had to hire an attorney before for, I don't know how to say this. I don't want to say for prosecution, but because real estate law is a lot of just paper, which I guess most of it, truly most things other than violent crimes are just paperwork. Yeah. But y'all, he's out in the West Ashtray, not far at all from where the patrickspublicline.com was. And so y'all went out there to see him.
Is his name Larry?
Oh, it's Larry. And y'all, I was going on Thursday, and I told everyone at the coal mine, I said, I just need to sign a couple of affidavits. You know, it's just about two properties in the community that are very much behind, and we've asked for them to be foreclosed on for the HOA dues. And y'all, we don't take that lightly. I just want to say the HOA is not bad. These people, I'm talking how much ever you think they could be behind, multiply it times five. All right.
Oh.
So, you know, one person since 2005 has never paid a penny. Let's put it that way. So, needed to get some stuff done. Y'all got out there and Thursday at 2:00. And I said, I'm going to use this as my lunch break. I just need to sign some papers. I will be back. So y'all, I didn't take my stuff with me. This is important.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all,
and by your stuff, you mean?
Well, my bag with my laptop and all that. All I took was my water because, you know, you got to have the big ice water at the coal mine.
Oh, yeah.
And so y'all got out there and I found the address, but it's like an office park. So it had like, I don't know, 7 or 8 offices. Well, y'all, he was in suite B. I don't know which one, but we'll say B. And y'all, I saw A and I saw C, and there was a door, but it didn't have anything on it. And I said, well, I guess that's B. But y'all, there was an attorney's name over the door, but it wasn't his. And I was like, I'm confused. So y'all, I rang the bell and knocked on the door, and no one came to the door. It was locked. So I huffed and hemmed and hawed. And y'all, I got back. Yo, it was so hot. And the car had halfway cooled off on the way over there. It's not far from the coal mine. And so y'all got back in the car that was baking in the sun and called him. Who is this? And I said, Vader, Larry H. Oh, okay. And I said, we were supposed to meet at 2 o'clock. He said, remind me what this was about. And I said, it's Vader Family Compound Homeowners Association. And he said, oh my God, Larry, I forgot I'm at home letting my dogs out. And I said, oh, okay, what can we do? And he said, well, I can head back over there, but it's going to take me, I'd probably be 2:45. And I said, and this is at like 2:03. And I said, okay. I said, all right, well, I can kill some time. I need to run a couple little errands. I had to TT. So y'all, I went and did that stuff. Y'all, the car is still just cooking. So get back over there, go in. And he said, I'm sorry, but my air conditioning just can't keep up. Y'all, it must have been 300 degrees in there. And, I'm dressed for the coal mine. So I am not. And he's in shorts and T-shirt and flip-flops. And it's like, I hate you. But
didn't he invite you to take your shirt off?
No, thank goodness. But y'all, we did all the paperwork and stuff. He did a lot of research and discovered some stuff. So did all that and gave him, y'all, I went in with my iPad. Thank God I had taken an iPad. So I had access to all the documents and everything that he needed. So I just kept sending those to him while he was sitting there looking up liens and mortgages and shit. And we filled out all the paperwork, came up with a plan. Y'all, I liked him. I have never, and that's what I was getting at. I've never had to hire an attorney more on the prosecution
enforcement side.
Yes, I've never had to hire someone like that. And y'all, I knew he wasn't going to be Matt locking it up, right? Like, I didn't think this was about to be an episode of Law and Order. Yeah, exactly. But like, I was fairly impressed. Y'all, he's smart. He, my questions were basic to him, so he didn't have a lot of, you know, there was whatever he expected it, he answered it, was good. The outcome wasn't necessarily what I wanted, but it was good, and reported all that back to the HOA board. Y'all been working on a lot of projects for them. Y'all, I feel like I get home, we have meetings, I go to bed, I don't even know. Y'all, I was so burned out on Friday that I fell asleep on the couch at 3 p.m.
Oh, is that 3 p.m. in the afternoon?
3 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all woke up 8:30 p.m. in the afternoon.
Oh!
So, y'all, I have been... The bones have been weary. But anyway, spent most of the weekend working on Homeowners Association shit. Y'all, we are going to turn this thing around if it's the last thing we do. So, anyway, that was my week. Y'all, I'd say that there were other things that happened, but truthfully, I don't think that there are. Just looking back at my calendar, I maxed out my coal mine credit card.
Uh-oh.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
My big doings, it's Big Brother season.
Oh, how could I forget? Y'all, I have the Paramount Plus, so when you sign in, do you want to watch Big Brother a lot? No. No, I do not.
Oh, I forgot that's on Paramount Plus, and I have that free through the Delta airplane.
Oh, well, I don't know. No. I don't think it's.
Yeah.
I don't think it's. It used to be there were like 10 streams of cameras that were live all the time. I don't think it's like that anymore. But I mean, I can grab my iPad from behind me and tell
that's
you.
Okay.
But I was looking at what I want to watch because y'all. I've done it. I have got a hootenanny.
What have you done?
I have got... a hootenanny of a trip coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm going to a conference.
Do you want to tell us about the hoot or the nanny first?
Well, I'd rather there be a little more hoot and a little less nanny. But y'all, I've got... I'm going to a conference. It's not a secret. The AI4 conference, and it's about that artificial intelligence, Will Robinson. And so I'm really excited about that, especially since I have really worked with some agentic models and without saying too much, and have, you know, programmed them into some business processes, done some interesting things with them. So I'm excited. And, you know, it's a conference. Y'all, it's not a working conference. At the coal mine, with my job, it used to be that if I went to a conference, it was to like network with all these people and come up with all these ideas and implement things. Y'all, No. I'm too old for that shit. And right. I'm not going to spend 4 days do it. Y'all, it's exhausting. And when I went to Apple last year for the Apple Snack Conference, like we all wanted to see each other because a lot of us know each other from different things over the years. But y'all, we all were in bed at 9:30 because you had to get up.
Well, that was a late night then.
Right. You had to get up so early. I'd have to get up at 5:30 or 6 to get myself together, drink my coffee, get in the car, get over to the Apple, have breakfast and start the event. And then you go until 5 and you're exhausted. And then you sit in traffic for 40 minutes getting back to your motel because there aren't any there. And that conference was canceled this year. So this, y'all, it's in the Lost Wages.
Is that Tim Apple conference?
No, this is it's an independent group, but there's a lot of big companies that are going to be there, and there's a lot of really good keynote speakers. So I'm excited about it. I'm also excited that there's thousands of attendees, so it's not like people are going to be looking for me and to be truthful with you, I'm excited because I don't have to speak. And I can't tell you the last time I went to a conference and someone, usually about 3 weeks out, didn't reach out to me and say, "Oh, Mr. Vader, I know you said you don't want to speak at these things, but such and such is canceled. And is there any way you could just do this, that presentation that you did about the pickaxes and how you've revolutionized, you know, blah, 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 blah." And so here I'd go in Keynote. And y'all, and the thing about that is, some of you use PowerPoint, though I bet not as many people as used to, but some of you use that regularly. Well, the problem is I use Keynote about twice a year. So it is the podium. So y'all, it would take me about 2 days just to I'd do something and then 2 days later I'd be like, "Oh, that's not how you do that." And so then I have to go back and fix it because I'd forget, you know, from 6 months before for the 2 days I used it, how it works. So either way, y'all, nobody knows me here. I am not the smartest person in the room. I'm truthfully, hopefully, probably close to the dumbest person in the room because that's what we need to do. I do not want to have any expectations of...
So you're the big fatty in the room.
Correct. I don't want anyone to expect anything from me. I don't want... Y'all, I want to pop into these presentations. If I get bored or decide I don't like it, I want to stand up and leave. And no one will know it's Mr. Vader. Y'all, but it's in the Lost Wages. Was super excited. I was going to be staying at the Holiday Inn Resort, Desert Inn, whatever, because it's at the Venetian, the conferences and the conference center at the Venetian. And y'all, the Holiday Inn Resort, where Big Fatty special, it is directly across the street from the conference center at the Venetian. Well, y'all, the head coal miner said, "Larry, I had to cut your budget by $1,000. And I said, "Well, you do know that the conference alone was $1,600, right?" And he said, "Well, yes." And I said, "And the airfare was $600. And he said, "Why was it so much?" And I said, have you bought gas lately?"
Right.
And so y'all, I had to switch to the Tuscany Casino and Suites because it was, instead of it being $1,300, which I think the Holiday Inn was for 5 nights, it was $500, which is going to mean I have to Uber there and back because...
Well, that'll catch it almost up to...
No, it'll be $10 each way. But even so, I was so excited because the back side of the Holiday Inn Resort or whatever it's called, the Vacation Club Resort, y'all, it was right there by the Spear, which means it was a block away from the Hog. And I said, well,
right,
that will be convenient. But either way, got all that booked, but then I have to go to DC because I didn't do that a couple weeks ago. Last week? Mm. 2 weeks ago, I guess. Week and a half ago. And so, y'all, I decided, really, that's where I was going with this story. You know how you have these ideas, and they all make sense.
Until
and
they
seem,
don't.
And they seem like a good plan. So I'm flying to Las Vegas on Sunday, right, and coming home on Saturday. Now, I'd prefer to come home on Friday, but the airfare was three times as much to fly on Friday versus Saturday. And while I would like that for my PQPs, for my airline status, I can't do that with a good conscience to the coal mine. And so I decided I would just stay until Saturday. And yeah, and at first I was like, well, that'll be good. And then I was like, that's a lot of nights at the Lost Wages. I thought I wasn't doing that again. And I said, but you know what? It's not like I'm just lounging around. I'm working Monday through Thursday. So it's, you know, that'll give me a day to decompress. Well, then I decided I needed to go to DC. So I reached out to Larry up there and said, Larry, when are you available? And of course he said, yeah, I'm going to Vegas on Sunday. So Larry said, can we do Friday afternoon? To which I said, oh heck, let's just do it. So y'all, I'm flying to DC on Friday morning now, landing, it's direct flight to Dulles, landing, renting a car, driving somewhere out in Virginia, meeting Larry, doing what I need to do there, probably have a little lunch along the way.
Well, of course, fat people gotta eat.
Yeah, driving back to the Dulles area, checking into the Holiday Inn, Dulles Airport or something like that, Holiday Inn Express, Crown Plaza, I don't know, an IHG property. Yeah, I picked one that had what looked like a fun restaurant attached to it.
Oh, and well, look, like I say, fat right. people gotta eat.
Well, and drink. And so y'all, stay there that Friday night, get up Saturday morning, return the rental car, ride the bus to the terminal, check my bag, because now I have to check a bag, because y'all, I'm going to be gone for a while, because you see where this is going. Then I get on the aluminum tube of death, fly to Lost Wages on Saturday, because it didn't make any sense to come back home, and then turn around again on Sunday and fly, even though I don't know that that's true. In hindsight, again, I could have probably made a day trip on Friday, truth be told, based on timing. But so I get to Lost Wages on Saturday, which is fine, right? And now I'm in Lost Wages Saturday through Saturday.
Well, you can always, you know, just, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not real excited. If we're being honest, not.
Give my best to Brett.
I can't imagine I'm not going to see Brett at the rate this is going. And the kicker is I couldn't get a direct flight on Saturday to Lost Wages from Dulles because just it's too last minute. So I'm still connecting in Houston, which I don't know if I'm not sure if you've looked at a map lately. But
it's not exactly where you want to fly.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind the airport. I actually like the airport. It's just it makes for a long day. So I'm going to try to stand by for a direct flight. But either way, y'all, needless to say, the airline status for 2027 will not be a problem. Okay. So, and y'all, it's only July. So anyway, that's my Lost Wages trip. So I guess there'll be a show next week, and then there will not be one the week after that. There's just no way to pull that off unless maybe I could record it from the aluminum tube of death. Just ask the lady sitting next to me to hold the microphone.
That'd be nice. Yeah. I'm sure she'd help.
So, all right, y'all, let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day that none of us have ever heard of, and I have to pretend to know if they're dead or alive. And, y'all, they're mostly dead, truth be told. And then I have to tell you who they are, because except for one of you, no one will know. And I'm not saying who that person is, because they're unsubscribed.
Oh, okay. Brian in Boston.
Ooh. Also him.
Too soon. Mm-hmm. Also unsubscribed.
Yeah.
Josh Holloway.
Ooh, y'all, as far as I know, that Josh Holloway is... Y'all, he's alive, actually. Mm-hmm. Y'all, he is the husband of that Natalie Holloway.
And who is... And we would know him because he's the... Oh.
No, he's probably the father of Natalie Holloway. So, because, you know, she disappeared.
Josh Holloway is indeed alive. Mm. He is an American actor, and he played Sawyer, who was the hot, shaggy head guy on Lost. So, you know, love The Lost.
Sawyer. Oh, Edmund
Hillary.
Who? Edmund Hillary. Y'all, Edmund Hillary, dead as a doornail, has been for years. Y'all, you would know him as the founder of the department store Edmunds up there in the New York City.
Yes, indeed. Edmund Hillary is dead as a doornail. He was a New Zealand explorer and mountaineer who was the first to scale Mount Everest. I should have said Sir.
Ooh.
Edmund Holloway. Or Edwin, or whatever his name is. Yes. All right, let's see who we got here. Natalie Wood.
Ooh, y'all. Natalie Wood is still alive, though. Y'all, she doesn't look so good. Y'all, she was on that show, The Facts of Life. She was, what was her name? I don't remember on the show. Was that Tootie? Yes.
Well, we'll say Tootie because, you know, that goes along with the show theme. Natalie Wood, dead as a doornail. She is she's an American actress. She was in Miracle on 34th Street, Rebel Without a Cause, and West Side Story. But she was the butt of many a joke because she drowned. And the joke was, what kind of wood doesn't float? Natalie Wood.
Goodness, that came on.
All right, have we got time for one more?
Go for it.
Carl Dean.
Ooh, Carl Dean. Y'all, dead as a doornail. He was best known by his stage name. And that was Buddy Holly.
Yeah. Carl Dean is indeed dead as a doornail. He was an American businessman and the husband to Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavetra Parton.
Too soon. Too soon. Have you been to a travel stop yet?
No. Is it like Bucky's?
It's supposedly like Bucky's, but with more rhinestones. So, I'm very excited. If I ever end up in the greater Chattanooga area, I fully intend to go.
Well... You know, they have a choo-choo up there.
Ooh, well, like I said, if ever they move a conference to Chattanooga and I have to go for work, Lord.
You'll be staying at the choo-choo train? Hotel?
Right. I'll just stay at the choo-choo train motel and Uber over to the conference.
You know, you were talking about how hot it is. I can only imagine that we're only beginning to approach the surface of the sun, wouldn't you say?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I do feel as if I should be in my RV heading to the Redwoods at any moment.
Well, either that or putting on your skimpy Speedo and laying in the koi pond.
Ooh, well, that's... Ooh. But what about the herons?
Oh, they're not going to try to eat that. No, they'd have to bring the pterodactyls in.
Recording stopped.